trusted news sources, and now together every weekday. Tune in to 1395 Adelaide's 5AA for Nine News on 5AA.
He was airlifted to hospital with serious injuries.
A comprehensive half hour of the absolute latest news for Adelaide.
Part of the bus network was shut down.
Hear it at 12, see it at 6.
She'll return to court next month.
Nine News on 5AA. Midday weekdays on 1395 Adelaide's 5AA. For a lot less numbers on your power bill, visit nrgsolar.com.au. This is Leon Viner.
22 past 9. I think one of the great wonders of the world since COVID has been how very similar circumstances, state by state, or identical, have elicited allegedly differing medical opinion. And we have, of course, in South Australia, a very good track record of dealing with COVID. And part of that is because it doesn't seem to be much or any community transmission. Yet, we are being somewhat cautious, yes, and very restrictive. And the Premier says, well, this is the new norm.
Oh, Norm.
And indeed, because there's obviously a norm for every state. The virus doesn't change as it crosses borders. However, decision makers do. Let's talk to the general manager of the Australian Hotels Association, Ian Horn. Ian, good morning. What is your issue with SA with regards to many of the rules which I know you are arguing are inappropriately too restrictive?
Well, I guess we were taken back yesterday by the Premier's comments that were widely reported on TV and radio, that stand-up drinking in particular for the hospitality industry wasn't on the agenda, and that it may be part of the new norm going forward until such time as we get a vaccine. Now, if that's correct, then that's enormously concerning, because waiting for a vaccine to allow stand-up drinking in itself is just so disproportionate to the risk. And the risk, I say, in the case of South Australia, is we have not had a community transmission of this virus since for 7 months. For 7 months, we have not had one single escape of the virus into the community of an unknown cause. We've done a brilliant job. Reflecting on what other states are doing, and again, the Premier said, well, you know, we've still got pretty light restrictions here. Well, we're no longer leading other states. WA, Western Australia, has had 1 in 2 square metres, which we have, stand-up drinking and dancing since the 27th of July. Similarly, in the Northern Territory, 2 weeks ago, Queensland allowed stand-up drinking inside and out. And I'm just wondering, what do we know here in South Australia that their experts don't know in WA, NT and Queensland?
Have you had any direct contact with any of the one transition committee or to the government or the Premier about this?
Well, we talk with the Premier on a regular basis, but with the transition committee, any contact we have with the transition committee is either via SAPOL or SA Health. We have no direct contact with them. We're continually putting suggestions, offering solutions, but I'll say it as it is. We never get feedback. We never say, well, yes, you're close, but you need to do this. Well, this is what we simply, it's a one-way communication. And that adds to the frustration of the industry, because the industry in South Australia has done a brilliant job also in complying. And we've got something like 25,000 South Australians are qualified COVID marshals within the broader hospitality industry. And look, the unusual one, Leon, is that for some reason, from late June to the 4th of August, we had 5 weeks where we were all allowed to stand up across the state. There was a scare where there was a feared community outbreak, which was found to be a false positive. But and our rights to stand drinking were taken away in response to that, but never reinstated. Yet there's been no situation that's been brought to our attention where hospitality, in particular in South Australia, has been the catalyst of any particular outbreak.
So what would you like from the government?
Well, I guess ultimately we think that if the Queensland and Northern Territory and WA Health people think there's a level of comfort with standing up, and we've got the best result in Australia, and we continue to control our borders and have a pretty rigorous isolation regime, Why wouldn't you let the hospitality industry in South Australia have stand-up, recognising it's not going back to normal. We're still restricted to 50%, so half our capacity. We've got COVID marshals, which many others don't. And look, we'd even welcome a discussion on tracing, if that's going to get us close to getting venues back to something approaching normal. Because if COVID normal is the future for the next 6 months, 12 months, then we're going to see a lot of jobs lost and a lot of venues fall over.
All right, Ian Horn, thank you. That's the AHA's Ian Horn. I just make another point here that when you have anomalous changes depending on borders where the virus does not change its form and mutate when it crosses borders, it then becomes interpretations from each state. And it is odd, isn't it? I think that we've got a very good track record for which the same authorities ought to be proud. But again, why are we playing the cautious card when it doesn't appear that it's warranted compared to elsewhere whose results are less good than ours? You got a comment on this? 8223-0000 at 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
With COVID-19 to worry about, some things may have been forgotten. Like your free bowel screening test kit.
Does testing really make a difference?
It does. If found early, over 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated.
Yes, I was sent one. Should I still do it?
If you're aged 50 to 74, do the free test today. With more time at home, it's never been easier. For more information, visit cancer.org.au. Bowel screening saves lives, so put it on top of your to-do list.
Montaigne, everybody's talking.